Fill all the specimen cups. After warming them in the nurse's microwave for a few seconds, she slipped the little beakers of green liquid onto the lab cart and sent them downstairs for analysis. The girls laughed for days, remembering the sight of the red-faced nurse on the phone apologizing and trying to explain the mishap to the lab tech. Olivia had found it easy to bring Jane and Sam into the fun, but Collins had been more of a challenge. Because she was the most sensitive, it took her the longest to conquer her depression. But once she did, she was game for anything. Olivia designated her to be the decoy in their adventures. When the girls wanted to slip by the staff unnoticed, Olivia would send Collins to distract them. She was blessed with a sweet nature and a soft southern accent that drew people to her, so when a teardrop or two would fall down her cheek, everyone would rush to console her. Once the tears began to flow, they'd huddle around her and give her their full and undivided attention. A couple of faint sobs and she had them, especially the men, eating out of her hands. Little did her sympathetic audience know, the other three pips were behind them, strategically placing furry fake spiders in unexpected spots. In an attempt to keep the pips calm and in their beds, their specialist, Dr. André Pardieu, gave each of them a deck of cards and took the time one afternoon to